Tina Coombe Marianis is with us. Ask Tina K at gmail.com. And Tina is here to talk to us about roadworks.
Yes.
And diversions.
Hideous, hideous roadworks. I was going down to give my pint of blood in Arklow last night and went to go the, the usual meeting of the waters road. But I was turned off to go down to Ballinacleish. So I thought I'd hang a left before the bridge and rejoin the meeting of the water roads. But no. They sent me all the way just to the outskirts of Ockram, all that way, and then down onto the Wooden Bridge Road, and I rejoined the road at the Wooden Bridge Hotel and into Arklow. But oh, it added so long onto my journey. So if you're thinking of going into Arklow, do not go the Wooden Bridge or the Meeting of the Waters Road. Go down onto the N11 and save yourself hours.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I couldn't believe it. It just kept going and diversion. And it kept taking me towards Ockram.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice place, Ockram.
Lovely, but not when you've got an appointment at 4:15 and it's 3:30. No.
You're right. Just a couple of things I want to mention in case I forget. Remember we were talking about those houses, affordable housing scheme on Greenhill Road in Wicklow Town, and we're talking to Joe Bean and others about this, councillor, about locals only and all that sort of stuff. Well, the scheme was launched on Monday, 9th of January, and it was oversubscribed within hours of opening. 36 homes were available, and 70% of applicants for the affordable housing scheme came from County Wicklow. So over 70% came from Wicklow, just to catch up on that. And we just want to send out congratulations to our young scientists here in County Wicklow as well, because gifted students from St. Mary's College and Coláiste Craobhán were awarded prizes at last week's BT Young Scientists and Technology exhibition at the RDS. Grace Delaney from St. Mary's College in Arklow was given a highly commended award in the social and behavioural sciences category from her project, and a sustainable forest fire prevention project by Grace Cullen, Aisling Doyle and Ava Smith McGarry from Coláiste Craobhán School in Kilcoole were recognised as well. So well done to our young scientists for the future. It's a great sign as well, and well done to them, and indeed the school as well. Now, as I mentioned, Tina is here with dealing with people's dilemmas. So we go straight into it. Okay.
Yeah, great, great. And just before we start, lovely to hear Pat Kennedy on this morning about the new car park up in Glenmalure. Very much needed, but what's even more needed is huge wheelie bins and somebody to make sure it gets filthy up there in the summer, you know, with all the campers. They just dump their rubbish everywhere.
And we've had landowners on the way saying it's unfair that we're dumped with the landowner. Yeah. We're giving over our land for the amenity, and people just abuse it.
They totally abuse it. I've been up a few times and I've been horrified. So if you're going to visit Glenmalure, leave it the way you found it, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. Don't be so rude as to throw all your rubbish all over the place.
Dear Tina, I live in Dublin and my parents and extended family all live in the west of Ireland. As a gift, my parents invited my 2-year-old son and myself to join them on holiday in Spain. My grandmother was also invited, as my son and I get to see her and my parents only a couple of times a year. I live in a 1-bed flat and work full time, so it's difficult. My aunt also lives near my parents and decided to surprise us by buying tickets to join us on holiday. So a nice happy family. My parents and I are upset because we planned this holiday so my son and I have quality time with my parents and grandmother. My aunt lives within a few miles of my parents and grandmother and can see them almost every day. We have a good relationship with my aunt, but she can be very self-centred and intense. We will all be sharing a 3-bedroom apartment, which was tight before my aunt invited herself along. No one has said anything to her about this, as she can be very touchy, but I'm worried we won't have the family-orientated holiday we had been excited about. It was appropriate for us, or is it appropriate for us, to ask her to change her plans? So the dynamic of this is going to be entirely ruined.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, self-centred, intense and touchy people are often insensitive in their actions, but very sensitive in their reactions. Your aunt shouldn't have invited herself along on this holiday. If your mother had wanted her there, she would have invited her. In buying her own ticket, she has barged in on a gift from your parents to you and your son, their grandson, who they don't see very often. Your parents planned this trip, so they should be the ones to break the news to your aunt that there is simply no room at the inn. It's a 3-bedroom apartment and there are 5 of you going already. They need to say, we understand that you'd like to come, but we've planned this very special getaway and would love to keep it just for us to spend quality time with our grandson and daughter and for our mother to spend time with her great-grandson. Let's plan something else together for later on. It is a given that you don't want to hurt your aunt's feelings, and because of her temperament, she may feel wounded anyway. But if you're respectful and draw clear boundaries, it will be her job to get over it, not yours. Remember, she was the one who invited herself, and now she needs to bow out gracefully or run the risk of alienating the whole family. You know, she shouldn't have just bought a ticket and said, I'm coming along. She would have been invited if they'd wanted her there.
Yes.
And as I say, if the mother says to her sister, look, we'll do something ourselves later on, you know, but this is just Granny's very old and, you know, I'd like her to spend some quality time and it's just going to be...
So rather than being confrontational about it, being diplomatic about it, appeal to somebody's better side, isn't
it? God, and I wish you luck with that. If she's all the things you've said she is, I wish you luck. But anyway, that's the best thing I can suggest.
Yes. Dear Tina, I met a girl before Christmas on a casual basis and we were intimate 3 times. She is not from Ireland. She now tells me she's expecting a baby and she needs €800 to get a termination in the UK. I've asked her for proof, but she absolutely refused to give me any. She just stormed off and said, time is running out and she needs the money right away or I'll be sorry. There will be no turning back. I don't want to tell my parents. What do you think? Should I give in to her? I'm really worried. Or I'll have to borrow the €800 as I'm not working. Just before Christmas, I'm just counting up the weeks there.
Yeah.
The legalities of weeks and things.
Yes.
For Ireland versus UK. But anyway, that's
well,
not for me. Go on.
I may be wrong, but you sound quite young. And I can't help feeling that if this were true, she would be more than happy to produce the evidence. Where's the problem in that? It's actually happened, you know, where's the problem if it's actually happened? And of course, if in fact it's yours and she's not on the same mission with other gentlemen friends she may have entertained in her recent past. I've heard of this scam years ago. Maybe she feels it's time to resurrect it, as it would seem an easy way to make money if your quarry is young and inexperienced. Mind you, I would want it, you know, any proof. I'd want it on headed paper from the family planning clinic or a doctor who actually exists and with her own name on it. I certainly wouldn't be taking out a loan for something I had no proof of. The best thing to do is to tell her you will go with her to have the test done properly. Only then can you decide your next move. But this lady seems to have done her homework as to what she wants and how to get it. Of course, I could be completely wrong and this young lady may be telling the truth, but you still need to be 100%, you know, certain of the proof. I'm surprised that you're both being so casual that you didn't take more or any precautions. Maybe next time, but get the proof. Get her to a proper doctor. Not your own doctor, but family planning clinic. Let them do the test, and you want to see her name on top of any results. And, you know, in the past, it was always, if somebody stood their ground, it was, with all the stress, I lost the baby. Utter rubbish. No, those people weren't taken in. But a lot of people, I knew 2 people that handed over money to girls who said they were pregnant. Mad. So do your homework. I know you're very young and I know you don't want to tell your parents. That's fine. But go with her to the family planning clinic. And if she doesn't want to go, you've got your answer.
Okay. I won't get involved in that one. But anyway.
No. Well,
dear Tina, I've just found out my new boyfriend has a history of repeated cheating in his past with several of his ex-girlfriends. He's extremely attractive, and I can imagine they were queuing up to date him, but I find his past and his actions very upsetting. I don't know if I can trust him. I really do love him, but they probably did too, which is worrying me. Should I confront him or just hope for the best? Oh, come on, Tina. I mean, plain as the nose on your face.
Well, listen, Declan, confronting someone is never a very good start unless you're prepared to either have them lie to you or leave you. Confrontation, when you want to keep the person and you want the truth, is not the way to go. It is very upsetting to find your new partner has a history of repeated cheating. You begin to wonder whether they'll simply do the same thing to you. Will you be the next in a long line of dumpees? Although, having said that, most people do have a capacity to change when they meet the right person, and you never know, you just might be her. He may have cheated for a number of reasons: lack of satisfaction in the relationship, personality, boring sex, possessiveness. Careful of that one. It can have the hunted running for the hills. Or it could be simply that he wasn't ready for a serious relationship at that time and felt he needed to explore many more ladies before he settled on the one. The most important thing is to sit down and talk to each other. Of course, you're only going to get one side of the story, and that's his. If during the conversation things get heated, it's very important to take time out. As far as your boyfriend's concerned, he may consider this in his past, or that he'd rather just forget about it, so easy does it, or he will go on the defensive. Explain how you feel without being threatening or whinging, and ask him to imagine if the boot was on the other foot and the situation was reversed, how he would feel. Say that you are only bringing it up because you do really like him or love him, depending on how you actually feel. Remember, it's early days, this is a very new relationship, so there are probably not too many ties as yet, so gently does it. Ask him if he knows why he cheated. You're interested, because if it's something simple, you want to make sure you don't fall into the same trap, as you really do like him. The whole point of this is to find out if your partner has ever considered the consequences of his infidelity and how his other partners felt, just how upset they may have been, whether he accepts responsibility for his actions or whether he's bright and breezy about the whole thing and really doesn't care, which would be more worrying for you if you are serious about him. The thing is, he's supposed to be making a really good impression on you, making you really like him and want to be with him. But if he's dismissive about it, it means he's okay with his actions and he really doesn't care about worrying you with what may be just down the road in your relationship. What would you do? Just dump him straight off? You never know. He might rally at the 11th hour.
No, you see, the thing, I found out my new boyfriend has a history, and then further down, I really do love him.
Yeah, I know, Chase. They all love them at the beginning. It's very easy to love somebody you don't know. It's only when you get to know them, it can be a little fraught. But anyway, listen, I wish you the best of luck. But don't attack him. I mean, he'll just get rid of you. People don't want somebody around them who's going to be brain damaging. They want something nice and jolly and happy. And if you're going to be that wound up about it... I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see a lot of these things and you've answered questions over the years, Tina. I mean, what do you think of relationships and,
I think they're not for me.
Do people get the wrong people?
I know they're not for me. I've tried a lot of relationships and they've all been lovely and I'm very glad I tried them all, but I wouldn't go back there. I think they're lovely and they are for some people. Some people really, really do well in relationships because they want somebody in their life. But if you're a bit of a free spirit, you can find it very claustrophobic and tie down. I feel very sorry for people who really throw their all into a relationship and you can tell it's a one-sided thing and you can tell there's certain nasty things coming down the road. And you just, for friends, you've just got to be there for them when it happens. But then for that person, you've got to remember friends will only be there for a certain amount of time to listen to you. And then it gets really, really boring. And you might find yourself sitting on your own whinging into a pillow rather than having your friends around you. So you've got to try and, you know, get over it the best you can.
Yeah, I love him or I love her. I know them a week. Or
I know.
Love
I
Island.
Know. Is it? Yeah, but again, I'd say they're very, very young people. You know, they're young.
We're all jealous because they're young. That's it.
So different to the way it used to be. I mean, we'd want to know, you know, their parents' background, their bank account, whether they had. Now it's just, oh, I love him without knowing anything about the person. But listen, isn't it lovely to be young and in love?
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, there you go. That's Tina imparting her wisdom. How are you, dare I ask, you don't have to answer this. I mean, how are you? I mean, would you ever write a question to yourself in the past and try and answer it? Were you ever in a dilemma?
Yes, about letting my daughter, her husband and her grandchild and four dogs live with me. I've mulled that one over in my head quite a few times on more, let's say, difficult days. I have mulled that one over in my mind. But no, nothing to do with romance or love or anything like that. I'm very black and white about that sort of thing. But I do have a lot of my friends, they ask me various questions and, you know, there's one now we haven't gone through today.
But we'll leave it for next week.
Yeah, we will. But the guy, I was actually, he really needed an answer. So I sent him my answer before I'm putting it out on radio. But he said, wow, you know, that is so accurate. It is exactly what I was thinking, but I just needed somebody to articulate it.
And confirm it.
Yeah, and confirm it. That's it, you know.
Okay, so. Well, Tina, back next week. Ask TinaK@gmail.com. That's it for today. Thank you to producer Katie, who's celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Katie. She's lovely. She came in after Claire and she's been so helpful and so lovely to me. So very happy birthday, Katie.
Indeed. And we're back again tomorrow.